FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
That's right, your alarm's gone off and you're like, yes, naughty after nine time. I know, guys, it's here. In half an hour's time, we will be asking the awkward moments with STIs. Can't wait for that.
When has the STI been more awkward than just having an STI?
Oh,
when were you forced to talk about it?
We both have stories about that, don't we, Ollie?
Yeah, we do, Tom. It is everyone's favourite this time of night because it's this chance to share, chance to learn, and often just to listen in on some of the strange experiences people have. Whether they be dirty or naughty.
The taboo, the not talked about.
The shocking. This one I would say is naughty, Tom. You want to bring the idea of the naughty masseuse.
Well, yeah, tales from the massage table. I want to explore. I mean, everybody talks about the happy ending, don't they? Like the happy ending.
Happy ending's this thing of like, oh, you're going to go to Thailand? Going to get a happy ending?
Yeah, which is...
It's often a joked about thing. I've never done it. Kind of sadly. I mean, I'm intrigued by the idea of it.
I do have an incredible story that I'll tell you up next. Gus, you've experienced a massage table naughty experience, have you?
I have.
What happened?
So I was actually on a massage table with my, who's now ex-girlfriend. She was on the one next to me.
Yeah.
And I was getting a nice little massage from a lovely girl. And she decided to give me a chest massage. So she jumped up and spread her legs over my pelvis region and started sort of gyrating on me as she was giving me a bit of a chesty, as I'd like to call it.
Gus, a chesty.
A chesty?
That's not common, is it?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What's a chesty?
Oh, like the thumbs in the chest and, and a good little rub. away.
And was your girlfriend watching on? How did she feel about it?
Sorry?
How'd your girlfriend feel about it?
Well, she didn't actually, I don't think she realised. She was sort of asleep next to it.
And what was the result of the gyrating for you personally?
Well, I was trying to keep everything under wraps, but Jesus, it was like, things were firming up, to say the least.
Well, that is halfway there, Tom, to the kind of stories I expect to hear
up next,
in the subsequent minutes.
Up next, my story about the towel for the massage table, but I want yours. 133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The man who sold the world, Nirvana, the live version there with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It is Naughty After Nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom's getting a bit nervous here in the studio because he's just realised he's about to share a story that he's perhaps not comfortable enough sharing. But, Tom, it is locked in the planner, so let's hear it. Your happy ending story.
It's the moment that you go, if anyone I know that I'm close to, that's possibly a family member or something, is listening, not a good time to listen.
Oh, well, hopefully they're tuning in. Before you get stuck in, Tom, I should say 133353, you can get involved. Did you get more than you bargained for on the massage table? Essentially open to hearing any stories around the masseuse table that was just a bit more than you expected. Maybe it got a bit sexy. Maybe it went in a strange direction that you weren't expecting.
Tales from the massage table. 133353.
Tom, hit it.
Okay, so I was in Bali. And that's what you do when you're in Bali. You have a massage.
You did that kind of tourism.
And
low person.
Lots of people go to Bali, mate.
No, that kind of tourism. I mean, sex tourism.
Oh, my God. Now
was it like that?
Now I don't feel comfortable telling you because you're taking it to that. And this wasn't what it was.
Okay, what is it?
I went to go get a massage. I went to go get a beautiful massage from a nice place.
Innocent massage.
Exactly right. And I was with a mate and we went together like, we'll pick this package. Like, this is a really nice place. It was kind of like a gay place. Like, they did a lot of kind of gay advertising and stuff like that. So it was for like...
Clearly angling for your kind of blokes to rock
up. Yeah, totally. Went in for the massage. And first of all, there wasn't like a towel situation. Like, you're just fully nude on the table.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to start off with.
Alarm bells.
Surely. Oh, I'm pretty comfortable with that. Like, I'm totally fine with it. I'm not bothered by nudity. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And in an all male situation, I'm like, whatever.
You love it.
So I don't love it. Just stop saying that kind of stuff. This wasn't a situation that I was loving.
Right.
The problem is when I get a massage, like, I find it quite erotic. So things do start to happen, right? Okay. And I should say that there's a content warning on this. Now, it even happened when we've talked about this, Ollie, when the lady massaged me and things were happening and I was freaking out because I was confused by that situation.
So it's gender irrelevant. It's all about the massage for you.
It's all about the massage. I did get an erection.
Yeah, you barred up.
He then, my massage therapist, then thought that was an invitation.
Right.
And so, yes, the happy ending style massage was going on.
Was there a verbal offer of like, well, do you want this?
No, there wasn't. So it was really awkward.
Wow.
He's then like, are you okay? But what I thought he said was, you will pay. You will pay. So I'm freaking out that there's going to be this charge on the bill.
Finish?
No, I didn't finish. I didn't finish. I just went, no. I'm cool, thanks. Thanks, mate. And so it was like,
so he was getting into it, but then at some point you stopped it.
Yeah. And it was because it's awkward. It's like, well, no, I never asked for this. This is not what I wanted.
Halfway down the track. Okay. Thank you. I've had enough.
Anyway, I go downstairs and I see my mate down there and I'm like, oh, hey man, like, yeah, cool. Yeah. Pretty good to go. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Luckily there wasn't a charge on the bill. He was just asking whether I was okay. But as I'm walking down the street, my mate goes, oh, well, that's the best massage I've ever had. And I'm like, you too? Oh, my God. It must be a regular thing that they do.
Oh, wow.
We didn't want to go to a place that was giving out happy endings willy-nilly. We just wanted to go to a place that had a lovely massage.
And action and all. It was all happening.
Oh, my God. So 133353, tales from the massage table. Did you get more than you bargained for on the massage table? Because I mean, can tell you, it was so awkward.
In hindsight, Tom, don't you go, we should have sent the signs. I mean, no towel. It's a gay advertised place.
I suppose so, but you just try, don't you?
You're in
Bali.
You
just try. You try and just be good.
You kind of guy, go out, get a normal massage and just not get a hand shandy.
133353, tales from the massage table. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Green Day Revolution Radio, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Content warning, guys. Make sure that you are a mature audience for this one. Content warning.
Tom is G'ing himself up after feeling rather uncomfortable sharing a personal story.
Oh, my God.
Tom, I think you're being harsh on yourself. You were saying before that you feel bad that you got a massage in Bali that resulted in what you could call a happy ending. There was touching going on, and you feel bad that it happened. I mean, I feel like if that happens to you in a massage, most blokes, like obviously men is the operative word here, are going, yeah, I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Yeah, and is that bad?
Well, it's just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to, is it, if everyone's going to be like, no, shut it down. No, don't shut it down.
We're asking 133353, tales from the massage table. Did you get more than what you bargained for on the massage table? Luckily, my sharing of my story has at least got one call, Ollie, on 133353. Matt, mate, I feel awkward sharing my story, but look, what's your experience from the massage table? Are you with me?
Yeah, mate. I went to Hong Kong when I was 21 with the family. And we've done a full day walking around. We thought, we'll get a foot massage at the end of the night, the massage joint next to the hotel.
Of course.
All that walking around, get a foot massage.
Yeah. So me, mum, dad, and me sister went into the massage joint to get the foot massages, and they took me upstairs while they kept the other three downstairs.
Matt, how old were you at the time?
21.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yep, I got into the room. She told me to take my clothes off. I stripped down to me jock. She goes, no, that too.
Wow.
Why? Because I don't really speak much English. And I lie on my stomach and she jumps up on the massage bed and starts walking all over me back.
Oh, foot massage from her end. It was her feet getting the work.
Yeah. Wow. And after that, she told me to lay on my stomach. She starts rubbing my knees, my thighs, and she just goes, she doesn't even ask, she just grabbed it.
Wow.
And being 21, didn't argue.
Didn't argue? That's what I'm saying to Tom. You wouldn't argue, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Didn't argue, but then that was done, and my family been waiting 40 minutes for me downstairs.
Matt, do you feel like you were typecast, as in they saw you and they thought, this guy's primed for it, let's take him upstairs?
Yeah, definitely. The old man, I think the old man triggered what going on. The sister and the old girl had no idea, but I walked back to the hotel with a bit of a spring in my step after that.
Matt, what typecast you as a horny young man? What was the giveaway for them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think they just see any young white guy and They just think, you know, because I just got back from Beijing and Shanghai, and they happened again.
They thought this guy's a worldly guy.
They weren't as subtle, So,
how did your dad feel about it?
I don't know. I really had that discussion with him. I'm trying to avoid that, you know.
Yeah. Was there an extra charge on the bill? Because that was what I was freaking out about, Matt.
Yeah, it was about $200. So you divide in Hong Kong, you divide that by eight, and that, it was about, I don't know, $30 or something.
So yours was more expensive than the rest of your family's.
Yeah. Mum goes, why was it? And I just said, look, I just, because she was walking on my back and stuff, like moonwalking on it.
Moonwalking. Wow. Well, Matt, you seem to have lucked out there. That is amazing. I love that the family saw the bill. That is so good.
God.
So awkward, though.
133.53. Did you get more than what you bargained for on the massage table? This is you too. With the streets have no name.
Wow. Yeah.
Tom and Ollie. Exactly. Triple M. The epic that is Where the Streets Have No Name. It's you too. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're going to get into the awkward moments with sexually transmitted infections up next. I mean, they're awkward in their own right, but sometimes they're even more awkward.
And you've got to discuss them with certain people.
God. Yeah.
That's up next.
Yep. But right now, 133.53. We ask questions, and in Naughty After Nine, I'm asking, did you get more than what you bargained for on the massage table? Of course, there is a content warning for after 9 o'clock. Sean, you got more than what you bargained for?
Yes, I did, mate.
Tell us about it. What happened?
I was getting a massage, enjoying myself, you know, and then all of a sudden the male that was giving me the massage started playing with my testicles.
Wow.
Where was this, Sean?
This was in the western suburbs. I'm not going to name
places. Sure.
But you mean Australia. Yeah, okay, so it was in Australia.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, wow. And so what happened then?
I jumped up and ran out of there without paying.
Wow. Yeah, right. So it was just like a quick bang. Nah, I'm out.
Yeah, he sort of grabbed it, fondled it a little bit, and I thought maybe he's just knocking it. But then when he'd actually cupped them, it was like, nah, that's it. I'm out.
Yeah, wow.
And were you surprised by that? You hadn't gotten any sort of suggestion that that was going to happen?
No, none at all.
Yeah, right.
I didn't go to one of them seedy places because I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was very shocked.
It is one of those things, isn't it? Like, it's funny that if you do get that more than what you're bargaining for, it's like, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you panic a little bit.
Well, there's a whole thing about consent there as well, isn't there? I mean, it's huge. It's insane.
That's strange. I find it weird to hear these stories of guys finding this situation and then going, oh, God. Because, I mean, I've never had either scenario, but I would have thought it would be not that common.
Maybe I think after asking this question, Ollie, personally, myself, I've been like, wow, there must be a huge thing to do with consent. Well, there is a huge thing to do with consent here and to making sure that both parties are on the consent side. But we've also got Paul on the line on 133.53. Paul, you're a massage therapist and you're saying that there's quite a big movement to stamp out this because it's really annoying. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, mate. You know, here in Australia, we have some associations and we have the professional industry. We're here to try and help people, you know, who are sore and things like that. And people come in expecting this sort of behaviour in some locations, particularly from different types of therapists, and we just don't appreciate it.
Well, of course not. I mean, you're just trying to do your job, and people are coming in asking for it. So is it literally like an upfront question that some people may ask you, Paul?
Sometimes people get asked, and sometimes people try and motion, might try and, you know, move your hands and try and gesture to the area. But also, you know, it's something that we try and avoid in pre-interviews. We try and get rid of people like that.
Of course,
but as I say, you know, if you don't want this to happen to you, as some of your clients or your callers are trying to say, the key thing is make sure you go somewhere that has the association membership, you know, somewhere upfront and quality and just, you know, stay out of those dodgy places.
I would have thought, Paul, it would be a thing in Australia. I mean, obviously there's a reputation for, you know, some Asian countries and all that, but I wouldn't have thought it would be common here.
No, but that's why I rang up, mate. I wanted to make sure that, you know, we put that to air, that this isn't something that we want in Australia.
Yeah, good call. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Paul, and at least giving us some kind of insight into the industry as two men sit here trying to come up with content. I'm glad that you gave us a call and told us where our heads are at.
No worries. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, Paul.
I think we won Paul back, didn't we?
Well, sure. I mean, it's you can get into anything into a serious angle and look at it real deeply. Of course, there's negative sides to stuff. But, I mean, as you say, Tom, we always say it, we're coming at it from a pretty lighthearted angle. And we just want to hear interesting stories, which is always our end game.
Hey, let's stay on the heaviness then, shall we?
Well, I mean, it's not heavy. It's more awkward.
Yeah. The awkward moments with STIs up next with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
God, I love Naughty After Nine. 133353 is how you can get in contact with us. And you guys make this show. So, share.
The awkward moments with STIs, that is, sexually transmitted infections.
Look, they happen.
STDs, as they used to be called. Yeah, they're pretty common, Tom. And
you should always play safe, guys, and get your sexual health checks.
I think what we're asking here, thanks, Tom, is on 133353, have you had to talk about an STI with someone? Have you had to discuss an STI with another person?
Well, I feel like you should always do that, but it's the awkward moments surrounding that.
Yeah. And what was your experience? Here's mine. I'll share mine quickly because it was awkward and I think it could inspire some awkward conversations. Me and my girlfriend, who were dating for about 3 years at the time, this is 3 years ago, we're now close to 6 years together. We had a break. We broke up for like 3 months, I reckon it was.
It was a short time.
No, it was, Tom. It was at least 3 months.
Okay.
It felt like longer for me anyway, but it was about 3 months. I instigated it, right? So it was all my doing. So I was the D-head in this situation. But in the end, I was like, oh, let's go on a break. It'll be good for us. In that short space of time, I am not a player by any standards, Tom.
God, no.
You would agree. I'm not very good at getting the job done.
Like three people.
No, seven and a half. So, but in that period of breakup, I got with a girl, and this was just before Sarah and I got back together. We had sex. She ended up being a backpacker, and I got an STI. I got the C bomb. I got chlamydia.
Yeah,
cold. You played the music on me, mate. I'm not finished my story here.
Still got 30 seconds.
Okay. And I got chlamydia. I found out once Sarah and I were back together. And I had to go, Sarah, after, you know, we've got back together. I'm loving being back together. What a fool I was. By the way, whilst we were broken up, I did get chlamydia. I've got an itchy penis. You should get checked out. It was awkward. It was an awkward moment. So 133353. Those awkward moments with STIs, when have you had to discuss it with somebody else?
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Vaseline, Stone Temple Pilots. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I should say as well, there's a content warning for Naughty After Nine, but Vaseline, should never use Vaseline with condoms, Ollie.
That is not
a form of lubrication because it contains petroleum.
Really?
Yeah, and it will actually break the condom down.
So when you say vas it up, don't vas it up.
Definitely don't vas it up.
All right.
If you're using a condom.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Condom will disintegrate.
Well, you've got plenty of facts, Tom, which is good because we can buff the show out with the lack of callers we have with dumb facts like that.
133353, the awkward moments with STIs. If you had to discuss it with someone and it was a bit awkward. I mean, it usually is awkward, but was there a specific reason why it was awkward this time? You've just told us a story about how you had to discuss it with the girlfriend that you got back with after you had a bit of a break.
Just divulged my awkward moment with the STI. Yeah, Sarah has messaged in. She's listening, which is awkward again.
Oh, yeah.
She says, yes, it was awkies, and you hadn't told me that you'd been with someone that week. It was the week prior to us getting back together.
God.
I didn't want to tell her that, and I ended up having to.
Oh, it's so awkward, isn't it? 133353. You should always go get a sexual health check.
Well, as we wait for the plethora of calls to come in, Tom, you have a cracker.
Yeah, okay. So, awkward moment with STI for me. So, I was on holiday with my parents. And I was up in Queensland, hot, humid environment up there. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a tick on my belly. There's a tick on my belly. This is weird. So before flying home, I went to the doctor and got this tick removed off my belly.
Good.
I'd also posted a picture of it on Instagram.
That's right.
And so what I did was, when I got home, tick was removed, it was fine. All of a sudden, the tick returns. I'm like, that's weird. Why is the tick returned?
Terminator tick,
exactly. After a few moments, I saw that the tick had moved on my body. This is where I'm like, I don't think this is a tick, guys. I don't think this is a tick.
Mum and dad got involved at this point. Had they seen it?
They had seen the tick.
They'd seen the tick?
Yeah, they'd seen me. I went to the doctor to get the tick removed.
Oh, Tom, get that tick removed. It's not good for you.
I am out with my friends when I realize that this has happened. And I'm like, oh my God, what do you think this is? They're like, dude, I reckon you've got crabs.
You've got crabs.
I think you've got pubic lice. This is the weird thing. Pubic lice aren't just on your pubes, Ollie. They're in your belly.
Crabby crab crabs.
Now, the story gets worse, but I won't tell you the rest of it now. I'll tell you it after a song. Let's go to Tyrone on 133353. It was awkward enough that I'd post a picture of my crabs on Instagram.
You really screwed yourself over there.
But the story gets worse. Tyrone, you've had an awkward moment with STIs?
Yes, it wasn't with a partner or anything. It was actually a conversation with one of my good friends.
Okay, great.
He had slept with this girl during, similar to yourself, a brief period of being single.
Yeah.
And he found out off Google, because he was a bit itchy, and he found out off Google that if he spits in a glass and the spit starts coming down, it's a yeast infection.
Oh, that's some kind of home remedy, isn't it?
Of course. So he's trusted in this. He's awkwardly come up to me and go, is this spit dangling?
Oh!
And I go, mate, what are you talking about? And so for the next couple of hours, I had to watch him spitting in glasses and analysing if it's falling.
Why wouldn't you just go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, embarrassing, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
In the end, Tyrone, did he have it or not? Do we know?
No, he was clean. Actually, it was just paranoia. So we spent the night just spitting in glasses.
Just a woeful diagnosis tool that you should not follow. You're right, Tom. Go to the doctor. Easiest form of diagnosis.
Oh, God. A lot of people are worried about the, you know, putting the thing up your willy and stuff. It doesn't do that. You just do a pee test.
You do a pee.
It's so easy. Make sure you go get checked for STIs. But if you have had one, 133353, the awkward moment with STIs.
Are we going to hear the end of your STI story, Tom?
Yeah, it
because
gets worse.
I feel like, if my memory serves correctly, I got implicated in your tick story.
Yes.
Sorry, not tick, crab story.
Yes. Yep, two of my straight mates were implicated in the crab story.
Can I just say, loving this song by the Stones, Gimme Shelter. Been smashing it a lot.
Go for it. You want to give the show ID as well?
All right. Gimme Shelter here by the Rolling Stones. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Good job. Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hit us up anytime on Facebook. You just search Tom and Ollie. Or, of course, you can get the podcast at triplem.com.au and catch up on the show. You got some music trivia for that song, Ollie? Quickly.
I do, Tom. That was written by Keith Richards at the exact time when Mick Jagger was filming a film about being a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith's girl, so Keith's babe that he was dating and seeing, was in the movie doing a sex scene with Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the day, Keith's going through this mind troubles of like, mix with my girl right now. He's off outside of London writing that song, Gimme Shelter, trying to get shelter from this love of his.
Didn't think it'd be a novel.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
That's hurtful. I'm trying to give my information, my stats. And
it's Naughty After Nine for a reason. We want your naughty tales. 133353 tonight. The awkward moments with STIs.
Now, Tom,
give us a call. There is a content warning on everything after 9 o'clock.
We just heard from you about your hilarious mistaking of a tick for a crab. You thought you had a tick. It was, in fact, crabs. Your parents saw it. They thought it was a tick. It was then diagnosed as crabs.
It was all over Instagram as well. I posted about it.
Look at my tick. Isn't this silly? Oh, that's crabs, mate, you weirdo. So, the result was, though, that after you got diagnosed, I was involved.
Yeah, so I got diagnosed with crabs and I had to actually tell a guy that I'd slept with. I was like, mate, I've been diagnosed with crabs. So you need to like go get the cream. And so it's basically you have to cover yourself head to toe in cream.
Like head lice when you're a kid at school. They're very contagious.
And then you wash your bed sheets. That's basically what happens. While I was sleeping with this guy though, Ollie, you and our mate Andrew decided to sleep in my bed whilst we're on a night out on the town.
Where were you? You were with that guy.
I was with you guys on the night on the out on the town, and I walked to him, his place, and you guys slept in my bed. I then had to call you guys and tell you, and Andrew was in a brand new relationship with a girl, so he had to tell this girl that I've slept in this bed with Krabs. It's the most awkward situation ever. You have to then go tell your girlfriend that, oh, yeah, look, yeah. Tom might have given me Krabs.
And you and might
so
have
all
it.
These people are just implicated with this random thing, and I reckon I got it because it wasn't in my pubes. It was in my my belly hair. I reckon it was from topless dancing.
Well, it's all joined, isn't it? All that hair. It's all connected. You were the gross patient zero with bloody Krabs.
Well, it's not gross, is it?
You were giving everyone Krabs.
Cleanliness, isn't it?
No, it's not.
They don't like dirty. They don't
what?
Like dirty
Having
hair.
Having Krabs is a sign of cleanliness.
They don't like dirty hair.
No one is
they
buying that.
Only like clean hair.
Jody's not buying that. Jody, what do you reckon about this one? You've had some STI awkward conversations.
Yeah, it wasn't actually me that had the conversation, but I did have it with my ex-partner. He mentioned somehow that he'd had chlamydia at one point, and I said, well, I asked him to tell me the story. Mm. And he said that, yeah, he'd, with his girlfriend at the time, he'd actually cheated on her with his previous ex-girlfriend who had chlamydia.
Oh, wow.
His current girlfriend ended up catching it because she actually had to go up to him and say, I've got chlamydia, and I'm not the one that's caught it, so I got it from you, so you got it from somewhere else.
My God.
Yeah,
Jody, I know that this is a kind of a wrong mindset, but this is exactly why I tell all of my friends, even if you're in a long-term relationship, you should just go get a sexual health check every month. I mean, every year.
I just had one a few weeks ago. Last week, sorry.
Well done, Jody.
And Tom, I thought you were going to say don't cheat, Tom, but no, you're just saying don't get a health, go and get a health check.
Well, some people would say it's not really trusting of you, you know, to go get a sexual health test if you're in a long-term relationship. That's not very trustworthy.
Well, Tom, I mean, to be the devil's advocate, how am I going to get an STI if I'm not cheating on my partner?
Well, you don't know what your partner's doing, do you, mate?
But
so you can get it.
If I'm trusting of her or him, then in theory we should be fine.
Yeah, but you don't know what they're doing, do you? So that's why you should go get checked, because these things can turn nasty.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a nice, it's a good thought health-wise, but in practice, me going and getting a health sex test is me saying to my girlfriend either, I don't trust you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it could be awkward, but you just should just do it.
You're saying bite the bullet and do it.
Go do it. Like, just go get a sexual health check.
And even if you're single, obviously, even more so, you should get it.
You know, undiagnosed STIs can sometimes make you sterile.
Yeah, infertile.
So,
yep. And another good fact, which you always spout, Tom, is that often in females they can't see. They don't get symptoms. So.
There's no symptoms in some of them.
Yeah, no good.
God, sexual health check, James. You've had an awkward moment with an STI.
Okay, so I was young. I had done a one night stand after being broken up from my first girl that I ever slept with.
Yeah, all right, James. Get back out there, yeah?
And then, this was years and years ago. I'm now in a good, committed relationship. Okay. And I do get my checks regularly still.
Good, James.
Well done. But a few weeks after sleeping with her, I get a text going, why didn't you tell me you had chlamydia? And after about 2 hours of texting back and forth going, look, I don't have it. I don't know what you're talking about. She texts through going, never mind, it was a guy after you.
Oh. So you've been like just yelled at for a few texts, being like, come on, mate.
Yep, pretty much. And it made me actually book in my first appointment.
Yeah, so good.
Got the ball rolling.
It's those moments that make you go and book in.
You gave me chlamydia. Oh, wait, sorry, it was someone else. Oh, you're all good. You're all good. I got it from someone else.
Thanks, James.
I always say to Sarah, you know, I probably got it, but maybe she got it too. You never know. You know, right. we can't be sure.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You can't blame yourself in this situation, Tom.
I've just thought of another story.
Oh, here we go. You're full of bloody STI stories, Tom. You proud of that?
I'm not going to. It's very private, actually. It's very private.
The gonorrhea one.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, well, don't share it now. It's embarrassing.
Well, it's only, it's just personal. It's embarrassing. Hey, go get checked. Catch the podcast as well while you're at it in the waiting room at the Sexual Health Bloody Clinic. You can head to iTunes, search Tom and Ollie, or head to triplem.com.au.
Big time.
But did you want to say something, Ollie?
No, just loving the Diana Ross coming out. But we're heading out, so have a good night. See you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Come on.
Huh?
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. I just like the music.
Yeah. We're hanging out for a bit. We're getting paid, so... I want the world to know. I want to let it show. Ah, oh, come on.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.